We always talk sometimes you see parking spots in New York in a parking deck go for like $50,000 and
what? No. I don't know who told you that. Parking. So if you get a monthly parking thing, like a, you know, if you pay for a monthly parking, it's not $50,000. That's not possible.
Is it more?
No, it's way less. I would say the most expensive. So the way it goes by what kind of car you have. So the average in New York City is like anywhere between $300 and $500 a month, depending on how expensive the building is or, you know, whatever. But you pay more if you have like a high end car, like a really good car. They charge you extra for like a Porsche or a Ferrari or
that doesn't make any sense. You're just taking up the same amount of space.
No, the reason is because they keep it in a different place and they're precious with it. And it's the way their insurance works.
With all my cars.
I know. It has to do with insurance. I know.
Well, now in Boston, there's a parking spot in the South End, $375,000 for one parking spot.
For the year.
$375,000, you own it.
Oh, you can own it.
Yeah, for $375,000, that is your parking spot.
Forever. Like you own it and you can sell it at some point the way you sell house.
I guess you can put a tent in it and live there. I don't know.
I never heard of that. See, New York City, you rent for the month. There are no parking spots that you buy. This doesn't exist in New York City.
All right. So number 14 is the one that's for sale. And if you look next to number 14, there's a guy kind of parked in your parking spot. He's not parked very good. That would piss me off. Dude. $375,000 large for this parking spot, and then you can't even park decently in it.
That's like he's taking up about $8,000 worth of your parking spot. You got to charge him like $8,000 for that.
Pretty pricey parking spot here for sale in Boston South End. It's hitting the market at nearly $400,000.
It's very expensive to park your car.
It's in the luxury condo building.
I'm somewhat surprised to hear the price.
Car parking is very expensive in Boston.
Tired of looking for parking in Boston? You can buy one of these tandem parking spots in the South End for just $375,000.
Is it by half a yard?
I think that's crazy.
You pay by the yard.
The single parking spot up for sale is in the.
You got to work hard to make that kind of money.
Luxury condo.
To afford to pack like that.
But where else do you get a parking car?
I mean, the real thing is super high, so it makes sense if people are willing to pay that. But I mean, you can move your car every other week and save $375,000.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's in a parking garage, so it's a heated parking garage at that. Look at this.
Street with a permit, but if you don't want to deal,
is there a parking attendant?
No, you have to park yourself.
You can splurge big time by dropping six figures on a spot inside this heated parking garage.
It's a heated parking garage for your car.
Is astronomically.
I want my car to be heated.
When you told me that, was like, are they joking or what?
You could buy something. You can buy a really nice house in other places.
People. Yeah, but then you can't park your car in your house. You gotta. What are you gonna do?
High cost of living.
You can have a house, but where are you gonna park your car?
Exactly. So, yeah. See, I think everybody in Boston is doing it wrong because just freaking build parking decks. I mean,
right.
That's how much an apartment is. Now we're talking like that. You don't have to put a bathroom in. You don't have to put a kitchen. It's just a square.
I'm just not surprised. Right. When I hear those.
A square that somebody next to you is parking halfway in.
Yeah, they parked bad. So now I got to park my car differently. $375 to park your car. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. Like I said, we don't have that in New York City. It's all rental. And sometimes you can get you buy an apartment and a spot comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not extra money. I don't know of anything that they charge you that kind of money just for the parking spot. You know what I mean? Like you can't. Sometimes you get an apartment and they make you pay extra for a parking spot that is for that apartment.
Mm.
But somebody from out there, somebody from like out in the world, can't come and just buy your parking spot. That doesn't exist.
Well, when we had an apartment, we had pretty much the front of the place you could park your car in.
Right.
But there'd always be somebody there.
Always, yeah.
So I would be very pissed if I paid that much money to park my car and somebody was parked in my parking spot. You would lose your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, but that's the whole thing. So spot 14 is yours. So nobody else can park there. But I'm just saying, you have to live in the building in New York City to have a parking spot.
You just can't rent a parking spot.
You can't just rent a parking spot.